Taking a few moments just to establish your sitting posture and to gather your awareness at the hub of the wheel. The body sitting and the body breathing. So establishing that steadiness, stillness, stability of the body as a support for the steadying, the stilling, the stabilizing of the mind. So beginning very simply with just sitting and knowing that you're sitting. Knowing that there is the body. The body sitting. And the body breathing. So again, with that simple receptive awareness, just knowing each in-breath and each out-breath exactly as they are. Not trying to change the breath in any way, just knowing breathing in and breathing out. And then expanding the field of awareness just a little to receive physical sensations anywhere throughout the body. Perhaps sensations associated with breathing or any other sensations that naturally call your attention. The sensations in terms of the four elemental qualities, so noticing hardness or pressure, lightness, warmth or coolness, liquidity or moisture, tingling or vibrating or throbbing, just receiving this ever-changing flow of sensations happening moment to moment to moment anywhere in the body. And then expanding the field of awareness a little further now to include the experience of hearing. In exactly the same way, just settling back and receiving the experience of hearing. Simply knowing or noting hearing for as long as the sound lasts. And if at times there seems to be no sound, and just returning to the experience of breathing. Opening up now and receiving sound. And with that same attentive, patient presence that you're receiving sound, you can tune in now to the experience of any kind of mental activity. And you might imagine the mind as being like a blank screen. And from time to time, some kind of thinking scrolls across it as words or voices or images, any kind of mental activity at all. And sometimes when we're invited to bring awareness to that activity, it seems to stop, to disappear. That's okay, you can simply know absence of mental activity. Other times it seems to dramatically increase. You don't have to try and catch every thought, but simply know lots and lots, a torrent of thinking. So without forcing, without straining, just settling back and receiving the experience of mental activity, however it presents itself, simply knowing, thinking is like this. As you continue to stay steady and present and attuned to your own mental activity, you can know how is the mind, the heart, now. Just taking a moment to notice what's present. And then to check, how am I relating to this experience? To see, is it simply open and receptive? Or is there perhaps some kind of clinging or resisting? And if there is just a simple, open receptiveness to what is, you can stay with that. But if you become aware of some kind of tightening or contracting, clinging or resisting in the mind, just investigating a little further. Is there some kind of sensual desire, wanting, planning, leaning towards, anticipating? Notice the tension of that mental pulling. And see if it might soften, relax, release. Possibly as you tune into the mind now, what you're aware of is some kind of resistance or pushing away, tightening or contracting of aversion or ill will. Perhaps some kind of judgment or self-judgment, irritation or frustration. And noticing how that affects the mind. Mental tension, tightness or contraction. Seeing if you can make space for it. Soften. Relax. Release the tension of aversion. As you continue to tune in to the quality of the mind, to mental activity, for some of you, or for some stage, what you might become aware of is some kind of dullness or drowsiness, fogginess, lethargy in the mind. To simply recognizing sloth and torpor is like this. Heaviness, dullness, fogginess. You might just gently open the eyes or sit up a little straighter. Breathe a little more deeply. Not fighting or resisting, but making space. Softening any tension associated with sloth and torpor. Making space. Allowing. Simply knowing right now it's like this. As we stay steady with all the different fluctuations of the mind, at times we might notice that shift from sinking mind to revved up mind. Mind that's moved into agitation, restlessness and worry. If that feels true for you now, just doing your best to stay steady and present with those agitated thoughts of restlessness, worry, anxiety. That energetic vibration or buzzing. Not resisting it, not fighting it. Making space. Simply knowing right now the mind is like this. And inviting any tension of restlessness and worry to soften, relax, release. As you continue to stay steady and present with whatever mental activities are arising, it's possible that at times that restlessness and worry might shade over into doubt. I don't get this. I'm not doing it right. Feelings of confusion, disorientation. Not understanding. Doubt. And not feeding it, but simply knowing. Doubt is like this. Wandering is like this. Confusion is like this. Making space for it, not fighting it, allowing any clinging or gripping or contraction of doubt to soften, relax, release. As you get more used to this process of just allowing mental activity to come and go, to make space for any hindrances that might be present, and to keep softening and releasing any tension or tightening in the mind, it's possible that some of that mental activity may quieten down. Very naturally, the thinking moves more to the background, to the distance, becomes softer and quieter. And perhaps in moments, the mind experiences more ease, spaciousness, and peace. So just tuning in to any skillful mental qualities that might be present now, even if they're just little buds of calm, stillness, ease, and peace.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.